This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
And we are back again. Matt, welcome to the Eagle 98.1 studio your moment.
Thank you. And I love the intro, even though it's a little, it's jabbing me like with kidney punches, but I do enjoy it. Someone actually tweeted after you tweeted Matt's Moment yesterday that they really enjoy the intro. So I guess anything that pokes fun at me, I'm good with it. I don't mind being the butt of a joke.
Well, good.
The Saints made a surprising roster move today. Michelle, by the way, Saints, of course, Bucks, noon Sunday right here, Eagle 98.1.
That's right.
Surprising roster move. Boston Scott, Louisiana Tech, Zachary High, running back, had really been one of the surprise kind of breakout stars of camp with Mark Ingram out. Boston Scott seemed to take advantage the most of his opportunity, but reports coming out of New Orleans today that the Saints have waived Boston Scott. So it's interesting, of course, Mark Ingram's going to miss the first 4 weeks of the season. A lot of people just assume that Jonathan Williams, the running back at Arkansas, was going to make the team. He got cut. The Saints signed Mike Gillisley from the New England Patriots. But all along, Boston Scott seemed to have his spot solidified, and he was going to be that third running back, and he was going to help in the return game as well, especially after the Saints cut Brandon Tate. So it was a little surprising today to see that news that the Saints waived Boston Scott. Now, just procedurally, if no team makes a waiver claim on Boston Scott and he's available, the Saints can then sign him back to their practice squad. He wouldn't be on the active roster, but he'd be on the practice squad, which means he couldn't play in the game, but he could practice with the team and he'd be on the team. But what's concerning maybe is sometimes you'll see teams make roster moves in a given week to fortify certain positions. And the last 2 days, the Saints have signed offensive linemen. They brought back Josh Laribius, and the corresponding move with waiving Boston Scott was signing Michael Ola, another offensive lineman. Andrus Peat, the starting left guard, was not at Saints practice today. So quite possibly the Saints, it might appear if you're reading the tea leaves, they're preparing maybe not to have Andrus Peat on Sunday, and they're trying to fortify their interior line for that possibility. So nothing official from New Orleans. We'll keep our fingers crossed, and here's hoping that Peat will be ready to go and the Saints will be full strength. But more so, I'm really kind of hoping that Boston Scott clears waivers and can be back with the Saints, because I'd love to see the kid from Zachary High end up with the hometown team and have a great long NFL career.
Ditto that. And once again, Saints, Bucks at home this Sunday, 12 noon. Cannot wait. Our coverage begins a couple hours before kickoff. We are your Baton Rouge home for the New Orleans Saints. Eagle 98.1.